Where should we anticipate future improvements in the field of hurricane modeling?
Well, as you know, over the last decade, we've seen an unprecedented improvement in hurricane tracks forecasting. Much of that has been because of the collaboration of us and the National Weather Service. That not only did the GFDL model improve the overall consensus of the track models, but some of the work that we had done in our hurricane model actually was also adapted by the Weather Service's global model and some of the ideas that we developed. And so that has shown some great improvements in track. But intensity has not shown really a steady improvement. Actually, the last year of our model, 2006, was the first time that our model did show significant intensity skill, just because we were able to put into the model some of the higher resolution in physics that we were not able to do because of computer limitations. But all that to say is that what we're really trying to address now is the issue of intensity. And that's going to take a number of things. First, as a computer power increases, to be able to have higher resolution models. Number two, to be able to better capture the initial structure of the hurricane. Number three, to be able to have better representation of the physics, and in particular, the physics dealing with the surface of the ocean and the exchange of those, what we call those fluxes from the surface of the ocean to the hurricane. That's not well understood, but there's some pioneering work being done now with that. And over the next 10 years, we really think that those fluxes are going to be much better represented, and that's going to also lead to big improvements in intensity. One of the places that I really think where we're going to be pioneering some of that work is the University of Rhode Island. And so GFDL hopes to continue collaborating with University of Rhode Island with that improvement.